Welcome to Sundays with Sandy, a new segment on Last First Date Radio, where we believe it is never too late to go on your last first date. I'm your host, Sandy Wiener. I'm a dating and relationship coach, a communications and boundaries expert, and I want you to go on your last first date.
If the idea of flirting in real life, out in the wild, feels overwhelming or scary, this is for you. Flirting is a skill and it can be learned. You're never too old to flirt and you miss all the chances you don't take. So let's dive in. First of all, why is flirting so uncomfortable for so many of us? Well, if you're like me, you probably grew up thinking that flirting was awkward because it was about being fake or manipulative, or it was about making sexual overtures that you may or may not want to follow through on. Does that sound familiar? Let me know. But what if we reframed flirting? What if we thought of flirting as play and connection? Doesn't that feel better already? Well, I'm going to give you 5 tips for flirting in real life. Number 1, go to events or activities where you're going to have fun and meet eligible men. Put yourself in situations where you're going to meet men who are liking whatever you're liking. This is the way that so many people have met their partners, and it makes it so much easier and more organic to flirt and to start conversations. Where can you find these events? Meetup.com is a great place to find events like hiking meetups, biking meetups. So if you're an active person, there's tons of activities you can find on meetup.com. Also, going to lectures, going to book clubs, anything where there might be men, or being on the board of an organization that you are totally passionate about. Number 2, make eye contact and smile. Sounds simple, but most people do not look up from their phones and make eye contact. And I recently heard a story about 2 situations. One is a woman is looking for directions. She looks up from her phone. She asks a man for directions. They get to know each other. They end up getting married. Scenario number 2, she does not look up from her phone. She goes on Google Maps or Apple Maps or Waze, and she finds where she needs to go and never even sees that handsome man who was standing right there. So smile, say hello. You would be surprised how easy it is and how effective it can be. Number 3, pay him a compliment or 2 or 3. Compliment something simple like how his eyes match his shirt or his cool shoes. A lot of people wear really cool sneakers. His bald head, that you like men who are bald, or his facial hair, whatever. It creates an instant connection, and especially if they're wearing something of interest. And that's why I also encourage you to wear something of interest. If you have a really cool shirt, I have this shirt that looks like it's a piece of art, and I get comments all the time. It just opens a conversation. Cool earrings, great conversation starter. Number 4, find something that you have in common and talk about it. So you're going to look for commonalities. You both like seltzer, hiking, reading. Maybe you both like a certain show, or you ask him, does he have any shows he recommends? I did that in an online dating conversation the other day and talked about a show I was watching on Netflix and asked him what he's watching. So that started an interesting conversation because I found out what he's interested in and what he watches. And now we have something to talk about. And number 5, close the deal. You need to capture their information somehow. So exchange phone numbers, plan to continue the conversation over coffee, give him a business card. Many years ago, I was waiting for a date and I was sitting in a restaurant next to a guy who was also waiting for a date. And he was reading a book that I had read. I think it was The Alchemist. Great conversation starter. We had a great conversation. And then his date showed up. My date showed up. I did not enjoy my date. He did not enjoy his date, but we never exchanged phone numbers. I never knew how to reach him. I don't even know if I knew his name because I was too shy. What I did after that was I made business cards with my picture, my name, my first name only, and my Google Voice phone number. I thought, oh, next time this happens, I'm going to have a calling card to give out to people who I meet. Now we have cell phones and it's easy to get somebody's number, to send a text right away. Let's have fun. Practice these five tips and flirting will become easier and more fun. I can pretty much guarantee it. Let me know which of these tips you have tried, which ones you are going to commit to try, and realize that flirting is fun. Flirt with everyone so that when you really meet somebody you like, it'll come more naturally to you. So flirt with the cashier, flirt with the people in your neighborhood. Just play. Play more. Make more conversation with more people.
If you are ready to get unstuck, gain new tools, become more empowered, and finally find your last first date, I'd love to talk to you. Fill out an application to be considered for a complimentary half-hour love breakthrough session at lastfirstdate.com/application. That's lastfirstdate.com/application. I look forward to talking to you soon.